Chapter 9, Queen Alice. Alice walked up and down on the grass with the gold crown on her head.
I hope it won't fall off, she said to herself. That would never happen to a real queen. But if it does fall off, no one will see it.
She sat down again.
I just need to practice, she thought. If I really am a queen, I'll get it right in the end.
Then she saw the White Queen and the Red Queen sitting together on the grass.
I wonder if the game of chess has finished, she thought. I'll ask them. Please, can you tell me?
She began. But the Red Queen said,
Be quiet, child. Only speak when someone has spoken to you.
That's silly, said Alice. If everyone did that, no one would ever speak.
The Red Queen frowned as she thought about this. Then she said,
Do you really think you're a queen just because you're wearing a crown? Well, you're not. Not yet. All queens must pass a test. You can take it now.
Then the Red Queen turned to the White Queen.
By the way, I invite you to Alice's party this afternoon, she said. And I invite you, replied the White Queen with a smile.
Oh, am I going to have a party? Asked Alice. I didn't know. Well, I think I should invite the guests, not you.
You're very rude, said the Red Queen. Didn't your teacher give you lessons in manners?
Children don't have lessons in manners, replied Alice. They have lessons in maths and things like that.
Let's do the test now, said the White Queen. We'll see if you can remember what you've learnt. We'll start with maths. Addition, I think. What's one and 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 one?
I don't know, said Alice. You said it too fast.
She doesn't know, cried the Red Queen. Well, she can't do addition.
She turned to Alice.
Can you do subtraction? Subtract 9 from 8.
I can't subtract 9 from 8, said Alice, because...
She can't do subtraction, said the White Queen. We'll try division next. Divide a loaf of bread with a knife. What do you get?
Alice had to think about this, but while she was thinking, the Red Queen gave the answer.
Bread and butter, of course. Now we'll try another subtraction one. If you take a bone from a dog, what is left?
Well, the bone wouldn't be left because the dog would eat it. The dog wouldn't be left because it would come to bite me. And I wouldn't be left, because I'd run away, said Alice.
So you think nothing would be left?
Asked the Red Queen.
I think that's the answer, said Alice.
You're wrong again, cried the Red Queen. You can't do maths at all.
Alice felt very unhappy.
Can you do maths?
She asked the White Queen.
I can do addition, she replied, if you'll give me enough time. But I can't do subtraction. Oh, no, not at all. Do you know your ABC?
The Red Queen asked Alice.
Yes, of course I do,
she replied. The White Queen said,
I know my ABC too, and I'll tell you a secret. I can read words with only one letter. Isn't that clever? You can do it too, if you practice.
What else do you know?
The Red Queen asked Alice.
Can you tell me how bread is made?
Well, said Alice, you take some flour.
But where do you pick the flour?
Asked the White Queen.
In a garden or in a field?
You don't pick the flour, said Alice.
You're leaving out too many things, said the White Queen. Do you feel ill after thinking so much?
The two queens fanned Alice's face with leaves until she asked them to stop. Then the White Queen said,
She's all right now. I'll ask her another question. Which comes first, thunder or lightning?
I know the answer to that, Alice thought. Well, I think I do, she said. It's thunder. No, that's not right. It's lightning.
You can't change your answer, said the Red Queen. Wrong again.
We had a big thunderstorm in the last set of Tuesdays, said the White Queen.
I don't understand, said Alice. In my country, we only have one Tuesday each week.
Here, said the Red Queen, we have two or three Tuesdays in a row. We have two or three nights in a row, too. Sometimes in the winter, we have five nights in a row, so we can keep warm.
Are five nights warmer than one night?
Asked Alice.
Five times as warm, said the Red Queen.
But they should be five times as cold, replied poor Alice.
That's right, cried the Red Queen. Five times as warm and five times as cold. Just as I'm five times as rich as you. And five times as clever.
Alice sighed. Then the Red Queen said,
Humpty Dumpty visited me this morning.
What did he want?
Asked the White Queen.
He was looking for an elephant, but we didn't have any. We only have elephants on Thursdays, said the Red Queen.
Suddenly, the White Queen started shouting.
It was a terrible storm. The roof came off and the thunder got in. It went around the room and knocked all the chairs over.
The Red Queen took one of the White Queen's hands and stroked it gently.
She's tired, poor thing, she told Alice. When she's tired, she says silly things. But she's very friendly. Pat her on the head. She likes that.
I can't pat a queen on the head, thought Alice.
The White Queen sighed and put her head in Alice's lap.
I'm so sleepy,
she whispered.
Stroke her hair, said the Red Queen, and I'll sing to her until she's asleep.
Hush-a-bye, lady, in Alice's lap. Till the feast's ready, we've time for a nap. When the feast's over, we'll go to the ball. Red Queen and White Queen and Alice and all.
Then she said to Alice,
I'm tired too. You know the song now, so I can go to sleep and you can sing it to both of us.
Soon, both queens were fast asleep and snoring loudly.
What shall I do now?
Said Alice to herself.
Has anyone else looked after two queens in all the history of England? I don't think so, because we only have one queen at a time.
The White Queen's head was in Alice's lap, and the Red Queen was leaning on her.
Oh, wake up! You're both too heavy, Alice said.
But the only reply was more snoring. As Alice listened, it started to turn into a song. When the song finished, the two queens disappeared, and Alice was standing in front of a door.